talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, February the 7th, 2019. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Exchange Club, Charlie Evers and myself, and I think... You know, it's kind of interesting, Charlie, because we did this show for 3 years with Marge Hazlett, who passed away. And there's some ironies in this whole thing. Marge passed away Sunday at the age of 85, and we were just talking about her last week on this show, about how I had seen her before the holiday and about her cat, and her funeral is taking place right now.
Isn't that something? Yes. And it lists the Marian Cemetery, but yet... She went to the, you know, talked about buying, and she did. She bought a crypt in the mausoleum.
Well, Marge was adamant about this mausoleum.
Oh, yeah.
She talked about where her spot was. She had the manager of the mausoleum on. She talked. She went out there and visited several times. She had paid the bill. And I don't know if she ended up there or will in about an hour. I don't know if she'll end up at the mausoleum or not.
I'll be going by that way, but... Gosh, yeah.
Well, if the manager of the mausoleum is listening, call the funeral home. Do something.
Yeah. Isn't that... I'm sure... Well, whatever. My goodness.
What a thing to have happen.
Yes, I guess so.
Maybe they just misprinted it in the newspaper.
That could be.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because she was very adamant about that mausoleum
thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she went on and on about that for a long time.
She told how nice it was in there, the carpeting and everything.
The light, the windows.
Yeah. And in fact, her cat would be buried with her.
What? Is her cat with her at this point? Did Dr. Yancey see newspaper?
I wonder if there are any regulations against that.
Well, I thought at the mausoleum there weren't.
I wouldn't think. Though I'm sure she mentioned it to them. Maybe we'll find out someday.
I hope. Well, we'll find out soon because tonight she'll be somewhere.
That's right. Absolutely.
What are your memories of Marge? I knew her for 20 years.
Yeah, I didn't know her that long. I knew her husband. I remember he sold plastic shoes, and he had a place down at Euler's department store at one point.
He was a different guy. Anybody who knew Hal Hazlett.
And I can't imagine him being that expert in mathematics.
Oh, he was.
But he was. Yeah.
He was one of the founders of OSUM, I believe.
That's right, yeah. Isn't that something?
It really is. And Marge and he were married quite a while, is my understanding.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how long, but they were married for quite a number of years.
What? 61?
I don't think they were married.
No, not that long, but they were married in later years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marge was up in age.
Like 1961.
Right. So, yeah, and he died, I think, in 2001.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Marge, like I said, I knew her for 20 years. She was my high school professor. No, college. College professor.
Really?
College psychology professor.
And she taught you psychology?
She did.
Aha.
So I can psychoanalyze with the best of them now.
Yes.
Thanks to Marge Hazlett.
I'll be doggone.
And then stayed up with her all those years. And then when I went to WMRN, she was a listener, and she would come in as a guest. And then she came here.
Wow. Amazing.
So and I just saw her. Like I said, Sean and I went out and saw her at Primrose. It was the Friday before Christmas.
And now it's all past history.
Now.
She liked Primrose.
She did. I was surprised because she was very... worried about leaving her house.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
And when I went and saw her at Primrose right before Christmas, she was very content and happy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So she was doing good that day. She had started to use a walker, but, you know, that happens when you get up in age.
And thank goodness she didn't have to go up and down those steps at her old location.
She did that for 2 years.
Yes. I feared, you know. Oh.
One of my fondest memories is when you and Marge, because we were always fearful that Marge was going to fall down the steps.
Yes.
So she started coming down the inside steps at one point. And one day, a Friday, because that's when Marge came in, I was in the other room. And I knew you and Marge were coming in, and I heard this awful crash.
Yeah, I'm sure you thought it was her.
I did. I thought, oh, God, Marge fell down the steps. Oh, so I go running to the back, and you were laying on the floor.
Oh, my goodness. Apparently, my foot got caught in a rug.
What?
Or something.
And you hit that... that
barrier. I really hit that.
Oh, no. And you were bleeding all over the place.
Yeah.
And you were on a...
That's something.
And the funny thing about it, and why I remember that with Marge so much, is Marge was tending to you. She was...
Yeah.
She was a nurse.
That's right.
She was trying to take care of your gash.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
Do you remember why you told me that happened?
No, I remember, well, I can hardly remember, but I think my foot got tripped up in the carpeting.
Might have been, but you told me you were carrying Marge's purse.
Oh. Yeah, I was.
So you didn't have a hold of the rail.
Yeah, I was carrying her purse, yeah. Oh, my goodness. And there's Evers lying on the floor with that lady's purse.
Marge's purse. So that's why I walk back there, and you're on the floor bleeding from the elbow. You have your Marge's purse in your hand,
boy,
and she's bending over you trying to help you out.
Oh my!
What boy, we laughed about that.
Oh, that was that was.
But
something.
We found out you were okay.
Yeah.
But you bled all afternoon.
Yeah.
That day it was
Isn't
awful.
That funny. Good heavens! And then there was one time. I stood behind the man to help him up the outside stairway, and I found he was 98 years old, I think. And here I am helping him. How he ever got down, I don't know.
Oh, man. What I remember about Marge, though, is when Marge would get laughing about something, she couldn't stop.
Yeah.
Somebody would say something funny, and she would start laughing on the air, and she just couldn't get it back.
Yeah.
So, we'll miss
her. It's nice to know people like that.
You know what's weird? Marge had active colon cancer for more than 10 years. I never heard her complain.
No, she never did. No.
Do you remember she would come right from chemo to the radio station?
Yes, she did. Yes, I remember that.
And she never complained.
No.
Never said a word.
It was amazing. Well,
I never understood how she was able to deal with that.
With the chemo and then be on the air in a short period of time.
And never said she was sick, never asked for anything.
And she got a new car, too, later on.
Marge loved to drive.
Yeah,
Marge,
she did.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and she said that's because she grew up on a farm and she could do anything the guys did, drive tractors, whatever.
Well, do you remember, 2 years ago when we went to the fair, you know, Marge was not feeling the greatest then, and I thought, well, you know, that's a long way to walk from your car to the Coliseum. But she did it.
Yeah.
She would show up every day.
Something?
There was Marge.
Yeah. That's great.
So, and she was here with Mr. McFeely when he came.
Oh, yes.
She was here for all that, and it's sad to see Marge go, but I know she lived a very good life.
Absolutely, a full life.
Yeah. So we know her funeral service is going on now, and we wish her well, and what comes next?
That's right.
We just hope it ends up at the mausoleum.
I'll be going past there when I leave here.
You know, I imagine that's probably a pretty big funeral with all the students.
Oh, I would think so,
50 years.
Yeah.
And she was also a big cat person.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when I was at her house before Christmas, she made me feed her cats.
Really?
Yeah, because she was having trouble with the walker bending over.
Oh, sure.
But she still had them. She wasn't going to go to Primrose if those cats didn't come.
What kind of, was it moist or was it in a can? Or?
No, it was like the bagged.
Oh, okay.
Bagged dog or cat food.
Yeah.
But boy, she was, and I'll tell you, Marge was a very sharp dresser.
She sure was, yeah.
She never had a thing out of place when it came to that. I put a picture of us up on Facebook, you, me, and Marge. I think Terry Klein took the picture.
Yes.
Yeah, back in Christmas of 07, or 17, and during our, the day before, the last time you're on before Christmas, it's become a tradition. We all spike the eggnog and have an interesting day. And Marge went right along with that, too.
Yeah, she did.
She had the spiked. I thought, boy, Marge, I don't know if you should be having the spiked eggnog, but she did. You weren't going to tell her no.
And thanks to Terry Klein for all that.
And that's been going on now for 6 years.
Yeah. Boy, that's a long time.
And I think about, you know, the late Paul Savage, who did your theme song.
Yes.
Marge showed up to his retirement. Well, he ended up dying the next day.
Isn't that something? We saw him one day and he's dead the next.
Died the next day.
Wow.
I will never forget that because I knew it was going to be his last show because he had Lou Gehrig's disease.
That's right.
And he gets in the car and the next day I get a call from his wife and I wasn't home. And I thought, well, maybe they forgot something. He had died the next day.
Isn't that something?
Sheesh.
He didn't look good.
No, he was on a downhill spike. But just think, I mean, if we had waited another week to do that show, it wouldn't have happened.
That's right.
Weird how, you know, for people who don't believe in a hereafter, you think about stuff like that and you wonder.
Yeah, you sure do, don't you?
You know, I mean, maybe it would, you know, people, they say they always have unfinished business. Maybe that was his unfinished business.
It could be. Wow. So,
but the point is...
And I'm 85.
Nothing will stop you, Charlie.
And I'm a month older than Marge was.
Yeah.
Her birthday was in October.
You and Marge were the same age.
Yeah.
You, Marge, and Marianne Michaels, the same age.
Wow.
Now, Marianne's... You know, I was thinking about that the other day because I heard from Marianne's son. I hear from him every so often.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's interesting. I miss everybody who's been with us. Because there have been some people who've done long stints with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Marge was with us for a long time, and Marianne was with us for a long time. I miss them. They were fun people.
Really. And that girl from Lima.
Shannon.
Doherty? Doherty.
Not Shannon Doherty. Shannon, what was her? She was with us for a while. Her and Marianne became pretty good friends.
Yeah. And then
Shannon O'Neill.
Okay, yeah, and I think she went to New York, didn't she?
She did. She finished, I think, third place in Miss Ohio.
Okay.
And we also had Brandy here for about a year with us.
Yeah.
Brandy Downs.
Right. Yeah.
And Sean and Terry have been on a bunch over the years, and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's been great.
And we're still here.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, then there were two.
Oh, my.
But we'll miss Marge, and God bless her for all she did, and... The Marion community and a lot of lives. Yeah.
People living longer, generally. The famous movie star that just died was 103.
Kirk Douglas.
Yeah, 103 years old.
I had Shecky Green on yesterday. He's about to turn 94.
Is that right? And Kirk Douglas he apparently never got into the drug scene, or else he'd never lived to be 103.
No, he was a fit gentleman.
Okay, yeah. But there are so many. I saw the story by Ken Burns on all the country western singers. They were all on drugs.
A lot of them were. Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and the whole bunch.
And Willie Nelson.
And he's still around.
Yeah, right.
They haven't heard him.
But drugs have always been a big thing with entertainers. Why?
I think it's the schedule.
Must be.
I think you're away from home so much.
Yeah, it could be.
It's a lot of demands made on you, and you end up living in a vacuum.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Many of them are on the road half the time, and
it can be rough.
Yep.
Well, we have this Panda Express value meal to give away, and we went through all the country music quotes this morning, ripped through all 12 of those in an hour. So I was trying to think of something. What's a good trivia question?
Well, I don't know. I went through all of mine. I ran out.
Yeah, it's easy to do that. To go, did I have one early on in the week? I'm trying to think of some trivia question that would be worthwhile that people wouldn't know.
I know. What was the name of the airplane that landed on a cross-country tour in Marion? It landed, I think, where the Harding Memorial is now. It had a name. It was promoting a soft drink.
An aircraft that was promoting a soft drink?
Yeah, and it eventually crashed, and I don't know, whatever. But, yeah, it was going coast to coast.
And it crashed here in Marion.
Yeah. And the reporter was Warren G. Harding that wrote the story about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Old Warren G.
Yep.
Well, if you know that answer, give us a call. You can get a Panda Express value meal, 740-383-9944. And I want to know what's going in Payless. I've been asking this at
oh, yeah, that's a good... Yeah.
Why is that the only hidden secret in Marion?
Isn't it hard to find things like that in Marion that are going on or about to happen or what? We never find out.
Well, they've painted it blue. They've built a wall in there. Obviously, they're going to open sometime soon. Why do we not know?
You would think because they're paying rent.
Yeah, you would think. Well, somebody... Well, we did get the call a while back that the House of Cigars had purchased the building, but it doesn't look like that's what's going in there.
Yeah, I wonder. I'm sure if they were eventually selling cigars, you could smell it when you drive by.
You'd be able to smell that coming and going.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Does anybody know what's going in the old Payless shoes on Route 95?
Look how long it took us to find out for sure about Duncan.
Yeah, but that's still not being built, but they're making...
They've scraped it all off, and they're getting ready, to pour the cement for the floor.
Boy, that'll be a big... I tell you what, the day they open, you don't want to go down Route 95.
They'll have parking, it looks like, out in front and all around.
Yeah, but they're going to... If they put that turnstile to try to force people to go out the opposite direction, that ain't going to work.
Yeah.
They might as well just give that idea up right now.
But, you know, the big problem there on the Mount Vernon Avenue are people trying to turn left against all that traffic, like to go to Wendy's.
Well, that's what they're going to do, but they'll try to put this turnstile in, and people will just hang... Because think about it. If you were at Dunkin' and they forced you out right, and you wanted to go left, like you and I, we live left.
Yeah.
So let's say we go to Dunkin'. We want some donuts.
We'd have to go out around.
We'd have to go out. We're not going to do that. We're going to be like other Marion folks and just find a way out.
Jam your way out onto the highway. Oh, my.
Right. Well, you know what's going to happen is that little side road is going to get busy because everybody's going to pull out onto that.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that little road now that's not traveled there by Jiffy Lube?
Man.
That thing's going to be clogged.
That's Clarendon Avenue.
Well, it's going to be the busiest street in Marion soon.
Yeah.
Clarendon Avenue.
Yeah. Duncan probably won't be open until midsummer or later.
You think?
Yeah.
I bet they're open by Memorial Day.
Well, you never know. Memorial Day is what, May 30th?
Something like that, late May.
Yeah. But, they're going to town on the foundation and everything. Well, they haven't poured it yet, but they soon will. They get utilities marked and all that.
Just think, pretty soon they'll have the utilities poured, and then they'll have the grand opening.
Yeah.
And then the health department will be writing them up in the newspaper.
Oh, boy.
Such is life.
I haven't seen any write-ups lately from the health department.
Health department's got other fish to fry lately.
Of course, you can go into the internet, I guess, and bring it up. I don't know. I've tried and never successful.
I think the health department had to spend some dough on a lawyer thereafter the city was going to sever ties.
That's right. But now in Galleon, the Galleon Health Department, boy, you can type in the first letter of any restaurant, and it brings it right up.
You know, I do want to mention before I forget, I had a great time with the Ridgedale Lions on Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
That is a very active... So many people there at that meeting.
They meet at school?
Yeah, it's at the school, Ridgedale School, and a great group of guys there, businessmen, people who... I think the principal of the school was there. And it just, great food. Norma Castanian was one of the servers that night.
Let me tell you, Norma supplies the food for the Dayspring Methodist once a month.
Why, Norma can cook.
And everybody raves about that food.
Yeah, well, she was doing it that night, too.
Oh, my goodness.
We had rolls and real beef and noodles and salad and red cream cheese cake and the whole
thing. I never knew Norma Castanian was in that type of business.
Well, I think she was working for a long time.
Yeah. Wow. And let's see, who...
And a woman named Marge, but I don't know, I didn't catch her last name, was helping Norma.
Oh, okay.
Marge somebody.
But boy, the food, my wife goes once a month to those meetings and just raves about how good that food is.
I just, with all the service groups and all these charities being kind of in decline, it was nice to see a group like the Ridgedale Lions being at the forefront.
Like the Noon Lions Club. I don't know if that's around anymore or
it's
not.
Almost Kaputzville, from what I understand.
And I can remember, I think it was Joe Peters or somebody told me that employers frowned on men, losing time going to the Noon Lions Club, and eventually it paid it away.
Yeah, I spoke to him a couple times when Jeff Ruth was with them, but it kept getting smaller and smaller.
It's like the other organization that left, the Marion JCs.
Yeah.
And Ed Paulin, that I worked with, was the state chairman of the JCs for sports. And he's the one, in his Buick, took the Golden Bear out to Fargo, North Dakota, for a competition.
Jack Nicholas.
Yeah.
Did we ever find out last Christmas if the Y-Men are still out there?
Yeah. Yes, they were.
They were.
Yeah, I found that out.
So the Y-Men are still around?
Yes. But not too many organizations are around anymore.
Well, I do want to mention, though, because we still have one ticket left to give away, the Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 NASCAR Dinner and Auction. That's next week, February the 15th. We have tickets to give away, but you can get these tickets. Big prizes and all kinds of things go along with this.
Yeah.
$2,500, I think, something like that in prizes.
And there was another organization connected with the Masons. They would meet in the Masons' headquarters. And what was it? It was for younger people. And I was invited to the installation. Dee Millay, they're gone. And I was invited to the installation of a kid that I knew quite well. And up on the stage was this letter G suspended from a string. And I poked the person next to me. I said, "The letter G. This program is brought to you by the letter G." That didn't go over very well.
That didn't go well with that.
Not at all.
Well, I was the other night I was asking somebody, is Altrusa still around? That used to be a big group in Marion.
Which was?
Altrusa.
I haven't heard about them in ages.
I know at one point they moved their meetings to Primrose, but I have not heard of Altrusa in a long time.
Remember that thing they used to sell every year? What was it called? It was in a box. It was caramel popcorn or made, something.
I thought they sold Mums or something.
Well, they might have that, too. But they sold, Madge used to talk about it all the time. Now I can't remember it.
Well, she was a longtime member of Altrusa.
She sure was, yeah.
I never really, that was a women's group.
Yeah.
I think you had to be a woman to be in Altrusa.
That's right. And then there's the Twig groups. Now, there's a Twig still in one, at least still going.
I would say.
But what about other organizations? Masons. Are there any Masons left? They're building. They had leased to somebody else at one point.
Well, does anybody... I know the Elks are still there, but I don't know about... Does anybody know what happened to Altrusa? Did they combine with an... I know the Women's Club's still there.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. Does anybody know about the Masons? Does anybody know about Altrusa?
Knights of Pythias?
I think that's gone.
International Order of Odd Fellows?
What did these groups do? What was their focus?
Well, it was supposedly a lot of charitable things. But interest waned And that was the end.
People don't want to go to meetings anymore.
No. The KSC still have, where do they meet? Oh, yeah. East Center Street.
They still have their...
Fish Fry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming.
That does. It comes right around springtime.
The start of Lent.
The start of Lent.
Yes. Yeah.
And you can get fish there every Friday.
That's right.
Now, how it comes with fish and chips and...
Fish and... it comes with... is it a little salad? Coleslaw.
Oh, okay.
Of the fish and coleslaw and French fries.
Chips.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that what chips is?
French fries.
French fries.
I never heard them called chips.
Well, I think, if you go to Long John Silver's and say, I want fish and chips, that's fish and fries.
Oh, I think chips is being potato-oriented.
Well, French fries are made of potatoes.
Yeah, French fries are. Whatever. But, all the things that are gone, where did they go and why? Lack of interest had to be. Our change in lifestyle, we got smartphones now. We don't need anything else.
Yeah, we don't need to go anywhere.
No.
Stay at home and play with your smartphone.
That's right.
And that's hurt a lot of people in the long run.
Yes, indeed.
That'll never recover.
I catch myself every now and then going strolling up and down my smartphone just to find out what's going on.
Well, you have to.
I don't play games. I never have.
No, I never got into games.
I don't like games.
No, I was never a huge video game person. I remember having a Nintendo. That's about it.
Well, the only thing I remember is the bouncing ball. Ping, pong, ping.
Oh, Pong.
Pong, okay. That's all I remember.
Pac-Man?
Oh, Pac-Man, yeah. I think I did a little bit of that.
Yeah. Pac-Man was big.
And then game with Mario.
Oh, that was Nintendo. Mario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then there was one that featured a character name of, not Griselda, but something.
Zelda.
Zelda, yeah.
That was the Sega Genesis.
Okay. I remember there was a lady who used to play the piano at WMRN by the name of Griselda Davis Dunbaugh.
Now, did she ever have any kids?
Not that I know of.
No Dunbaughs.
No.
Now, she was kind of a prim and proper lady, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. But, I played a joke on her once, and she always practiced her piano play. She came early, sometimes almost an hour early. And so I taped her practicing and then played it back to where she could hear it.
Oh.
And she said, "Evers, who the heck is that playing that piano?"
It was her.
I said, "It's you."
What did Griselda say?
I can't remember, but I don't think it was good.
So she wasn't a good
piano? I was a nasty person.
She wasn't a good piano player?
Oh, yeah, she's good enough.
How'd she get that job?
I don't know, but she had that job before I came there. Every Sunday afternoon, Marion entertained.
So she played the piano for the kids?
No.
No. She played it for herself?
Yeah. I can name the Mrs. Griffiths, Mutt and Jeff, he was over 6 feet tall. He worked at Dugan's, and she was about 3 feet tall. And the singing patrolman was...
They would all come on her show?
Yeah.
So she was the host?
Yeah, she was
Was she a good host?
I don't know. I can't remember her singing anything. She played the piano. Period.
So how did these people get introduced?
I don't know.
Was there an announcer?
I cannot remember. But the mother of the Griffiths that sings the Star Spangled Banner and does such a great job on it, her dad was George Griffiths, a ham radio operator and a good friend of mine.
Didn't somebody recently die who used to play the piano at... Maria Doria or something like that.
Oh, did she die?
I think she did.
Oh.
Was that her name?
Yeah, her husband was a manager at Isley's. Yeah.
Mrs. Doria.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Now, what did she do?
I don't know what she did in real life, but she sang, I think. I don't know. It's been a long time ago. It's been 50-some years ago.
So do you have any pictures of Griselda at the
No, I don't.
Piano?
I've got pictures of a lot of people. Mrs. Griffiths, that Doria, and the all the two carry. There'd be a good question. Name the tall guy that worked at Dugan's who had the short wife, and they called him. They both sang and played the piano. In fact, he was shirt tail relation of mine. But what was their names?
Anybody can call in 740-383-9944. We're trying to find out what happened to Altrusa. We're trying to find out what happened to the Masons. We're trying to find out what's going in Payless. We're trying to find out a lot of stuff. We're going nowhere fast.
Is there anything out there yet?
Nothing. People don't know. People are at home because it snowed. And
now there's a Rotary Club.
That's still big.
You generally have to be well to do.
Do you have to be well to do to be in the Rotary?
I think so.
Go ahead, caller.
Gene and Hope Decker.
You're right, Gene and Hope Decker.
Gene and Hope Decker. Now,
Gene was a tall guy.
Now, did you know Griselda?
Daughter Faith.
Didn't Hope have a twin, or did she?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I went to school with her daughter at Mark Street.
Oh, really?
Faith Decker.
Yeah.
She graduated from Harding.
Well, about she was? Was her sister or daughter short?
Oh, geezy. Well, she's about 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah, okay. I think her mother's about 3 feet. Well, no, that'd be exaggerating.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Gene would have tripped over if they didn't have the lights on in the house.
Well, that's right. And they both used to sing and play the piano together.
Yeah, but I can remember going up to Dugan's, and I guess my dad knew Gene, and going up there, he'd be there. He had to bend over towards the back into the building, otherwise he'd knock himself out.
That's right, yeah.
Well, hey.
Well, he what, 6'4", 6'5", something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Tall guy. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we still don't know what happened to Altrusa or what's going in Payless.
That's right.
We want to know these things.
Boy, you'd think we didn't know anything.
We don't know anything. We don't know.
Wow. What other organizations are gone?
A lot of them.
We've got the KFC, yet they're still going strong.
And the Ridgedale Lions.
The Elks, the Ridgedale Lions.
Rotary.
And Marion Lions.
Right. And Rotary.
Yeah, Rotary. And that's about it.
Yeah, the other ones, I don't know where they went.
Yeah.
But the women's club's still there.
The women's club home. But is there a women's club?
Oh, I think so.
I spoke to all the women's clubs at one time or another, and they were fading fast because they were getting old.
Well, yeah, but I think they younged it up because they have this dance now.
Oh, yeah, they got the dance, yeah.
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 So I think that's all to benefit the women's club.
Yeah, I noticed Ted Graham was one of the dancers in that. And
would you ever want to do that, Charlie?
No, I'm not good at that.
You don't want to get involved in the dance competition?
You know why? Because the school, high school dances, I played the music for it on record from the principal's office. I never got to dance.
Maybe this is an answer. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, another club that's still going is the Marion Music Club.
Oh,
It was a lecture recital club, and we shortened the name to Marion Music.
I think Marge was a member of that.
She was.
Yeah.
I remember Marion Lecture Recital Club. They put on the programs on WMRN.
Yeah. Well, we've got a program coming up on the 16th. That's going to be a fun program.
Is it going to be on the radio?
No, you have to go to it.
Oh, where is it?
It's over there at the Methodist Church across from the fire house.
Oh, okay.
The Red Brook Church.
Next to the firehouse?
Yeah.
That's Trinity Baptist.
No, no. This is
Prospect?
United Methodist. Yeah,
really?
Prospect,
oh, it's across
Methodist.
The street. Prospect
yeah.
Street Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, do you know anything about Altrusa?
No, I don't.
Yeah, haven't heard of that in a while.
No.
Hey, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Yeah, Marion Lecture Recital Club. I remember that well. Yeah.
So we're looking for, but no Altrusa. It's because they're all gone.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They've all departed.
Because the younger people don't have interest like the older people had.
Well, I don't think they understood what Altrusa did.
It could be. What was the name of that ingredient, that stuff they sold? Oh, poppycock.
Poppycock?
Yes, that was the name of it.
What is poppycock?
Well, it was, I don't know. I don't know if I ever had any. It was like a caramel corn deal. It wasn't caramel. Maybe it was some other.
So that was like their Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
We're going to sell poppycock.
Right.
Isn't that like when you say something's garbage, you say it's poppycock?
Well, no. It was good. Good.
Well, you bought it.
Expensive. I never bought any. If I ever ate
some?
Any, it was Madge brought it in.
So she would buy poppycock and
yeah.
You would take a bite.
She didn't pass much of it out, though.
Are you saying Madge was tight?
Well, yeah.
Did you ever go over to her house for parties or anything?
No, no. All the parties I went to was Bob Mason.
So, were you friendly with these people?
Oh, sure.
You used to say you used to go out and have lunch with her at the airport.
Yeah, we were all pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can remember the last, her husband, the last, you know, he died, well, I don't know what year it was. But I remember the last time we had our Christmas party, Howard Guthrie was his name.
Was a lawyer.
And he said, I don't want any of this damn blank, blank food. I'll never forget that. I thought, oh, my goodness.
Now, I can't imagine that would go over with Madge very
no,
well.
No, I'm sure it didn't. No. She probably wanted to go home.
What a Christmas party.
That was back when we all got baskets full of goodies for Christmas dinner.
So when you were there during that whole bit, he was just kind of a cantankerous man.
Well, yes.
What was his involvement with the radio station?
Well, he was Bob Mason and Howard Guthrie were the mainstays when that started.
Well, I do know that Howard bailed Bob out
yeah.
when Frank Mason was going to try to shut him down, his brother.
Yeah.
There's brotherly love for you.
I still have a lot of their financial statements and everything and letters.
But why did Howard, an attorney, want to save the radio station?
Well, because he had money invested in it.
Oh, he did?
I'm sure, yes. Oh, yeah. I think he probably kept it floating.
Well, because he didn't marry Madge, though, till much later.
Oh, yeah, way later. Yeah, because Howard had a son.
Yes.
From another marriage.
Dan.
Yeah, Dan.
Dan.
And he's buried in the Marion Cemetery.
He is.
Quite a prominent spot.
Next to his mother.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
And Howard is with Madge.
I don't know where Howard's buried.
He's with Madge.
Is he?
Yep. The Guthrie has, they have a
plot.
Well, it's, you know, it's, what do they call the families don't do that anymore, but you get a big thing that says Guthrie, and then you have the little tombstones all around it.
I remember I sold, I think, 5 different lots to a family once. They wanted to be buried all together.
You know, it's interesting. Howard is buried next to Madge. But then on the other side of Madge in the Guthrie plot is Madge's second husband.
Oh, that's right. She was married again, wasn't she?
Yep. Sanford Marshall.
Sanford Marshall.
Who worked at the radio station.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and then he went off to New York and worked for the CBS Evening News as a writer.
Yeah.
Then he came back in retirement and he married Madge.
Really?
Yeah. He died like a month after they got married.
Interesting.
But he's buried. It's weird because you have Mother Guthrie and Father Guthrie. Then you have Howard Guthrie. And then you have Madge Guthrie. And then you got Sanford Marshall.
Oh, my goodness. I never realized that.
Yep. That's over in the Marion Cemetery.
Hmm. Very good.
I guess that's tough when you have two husbands or two wives. Or
yeah, right.
You got to.
And kids.
Yeah.
To go with it.
Well, I think that's what happened. I think that the Daniels spot, which was supposed to be where Sanford is,
yeah,
he just went with his mother because his mother was supposed to be where Madge was. It's very complicated when you die.
Oh, yeah. The troubles just begin sometimes, not with the deceased, but with the relatives.
Oh, boy, you talk when somebody kicks the can,
yeah,
there's a lot of trouble.
Now, Marshall, Florence's son from when she was married to a DeWolf, he's buried separately from the Hardings.
Now, where is he buried?
Well, nearby, but not with the Harding family.
Did she ever see him after Harding died?
Beats me. I don't know.
She must not have been a very good mother.
I don't know what the circumstances are of that marriage and dissolvement or whatever it was.
That's kind of interesting when you look at it, because Florence Harding had a son prior to Warren Harding, and we all know now that Warren Harding had a child with another woman.
Yeah.
So they both had children, but none together.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And when the grand opening occurs of the new Harding Museum, will some of them be there?
The family?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. The grandkids? Now, yeah. The nieces, the nephews will be there, I'm sure. But the grandkids, I don't think we'll see that.
All right.
There's something about that is not happy.
Oh. Well, I read on the air the other day about Florence's bequeathing $34,000 to various organizations and relatives.
Did she leave any to her son?
Hey, to come to think of it, I don't think she did.
Well, obviously they were not on
It's
good
on
terms.
The internet. If you type in Brian Garwood, is it Brian? Yeah. Brian Garwood, he posted the newspaper with that story in it.
I wonder if they still sell poppycock.
I wonder, too. I haven't heard of it being sold since Madge left.
It was just caramel candy.
It was a,
caramel
it was
corn.
It was a little richer than just caramel corn.
Does anybody even know what poppycock is? That must be a...
It had a light-colored coating instead of a dark brown.
Does anybody know... We've gotten a lot of response on food. Does anybody know what poppycock is or how you make poppycock? 740-383-9944. We want to know about poppycock.
Yeah.
Apparently it's high dollar.
I could look that up on my smartphone here, but we don't have time.
So you don't think it's caramel?
Not like the regular caramel corn. That wouldn't have been a good fundraiser.
Maybe like toffee.
But toffee, now you got it. It might have been toffee.
So it was toffee corn.
Toffee corn, yeah.
And they called it poppycock.
Yeah. Hmm.
See the things you learn?
Yeah, maybe somebody's looking that up right now.
Yeah, tell us what poppycock is.
Yeah, Googling it.
And can you get poppycock? Could I go to Amazon and order poppycock?
Well, that's a good question.
Ah, this might be our poppycock. We can only hope. Well, maybe. If that's you, call back in. We're still here. 740-383-994. I was so excited there. I thought we had the answer to poppycock.
Yes, yes, yes.
Then the phone died.
I'm sure you can Google it yet and find out.
Call back in if that was you. 740-383-9944. We want to know about poppycock. And is it toffee corn? And can you get it? Is it?
But it was a big thing with the Altruses. Oh, my goodness.
And we don't know where the Altrusa is now.
Yeah. Hmm.
I know Brenda Donegan was a member of Altrusa at one point.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, she kind of drifts around the country now, doesn't she?
She does. She's a drifter
visiting
now.
Visiting relatives.
I wonder if Mary Ellen was ever a member of Altrusa, Mary Ellen Withrow.
I don't know. To become a member of that, you had to do work. You know, you had assigned tasks.
Well, I think that's where the title came from, altruistic.
Oh, yeah.
You had to be altruistic.
Right.
So they called it Altrusa.
Oh, my.
But apparently nobody knows anything about poppycock.
Yeah, apparently not.
I thought we had somebody there, but maybe
their phone time ago.
Died out.
Yep.
Wonder what would be the difference between caramel corn and toffee corn.
Yeah, that would, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be on the air again tonight.
Oh, will you?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to do tonight?
I don't know tonight. That's a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants program.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll have to tune at 8 o'clock?
Eight. Is that the time it's on? Oh, that's awful. I forgot the time. No. Yeah, 8 to 10. 8 to 10.
There's our answer.
8 to 10 right here on WWGH. Hopefully this is poppycock. Go ahead.
Sounds like a bunch of poppycock to me.
It certainly does.
Yes. You can get it, apparently. It says here it shows for Walmart, Rite Aid, and, of course, Amazon.
Is it pricey?
I don't know how much they're showing here. Quantity-wise, it's like $26.35, but then Walmart has it in a bag kind of a deal for $2.94, and apparently Orville Redenbacher has a brand.
Well, we'll have to.
Looks like it's all Orville Redenbacher brand now.
We'll have to check out the poppycock tonight.
Yeah, just go online, you'll find it, and I do believe I've seen it at Sam's Club.
Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Great.
Well, maybe somebody will get some poppycock sometime.
Yeah,
well, we're done.
We are.
Stay tuned for more programming here on WWGH Radio.
But none of them was looking down. They was all looking up head high. And I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense